Hello, my audio friends. It is Monday, February 6th, and it is 7:30 in the evening. I'm just leaving to go do my groceries, as I usually do. And today, I have in front of me a little piece of paper with the first five topics for February. I wasn't really going to do February, but you know what? I said, it's only the 6th of February. I've got probably a couple of days where I can catch up. So what I'm going to try to do right now, in the truck, live, well, almost live, as I drive on a snowy Monday evening, we're getting a walloping snowstorm blowing in through the Montreal area starting now, and it will only intensify as the evening and the morning progresses. So here we go. The very first topic for February, back on February 1st, was what audio platform are you now presently using? I am using RecForge 2 running on my Motorola Moto G Android phone, and I really like it. It's it's a pretty versatile recording app, and the only thing I guess is that it only records in mono. I suppose maybe if I had a fancy USB mic or something hooked in, I could probably get it to record in stereo, but I really don't need it at the moment. So that's what I'm using right now to record this audio boom. The second topic was thankful. What are you thankful for? Geez, I've got so many things to be thankful for, but I suppose if I had to narrow it down to one thing and one thing only, I would have to say my health. I think that's probably the thing I'm most thankful for, is my health, because with my health, I've been able to do everything else. Several years ago, as some of you know, more than 10 years ago, in fact, June 3rd of next year, it will be 14 years, really? Yeah, 14 years that I had heart failure. And subsequently, they put me on a cocktail of pills. Sometimes I feel like I'm the one running or keeping most pharmaceutical companies afloat. Of course, that's not true. But and subsequently, about 3 years ago, I think now, I got an implantable cardio defibrillator put in my chest as a precautionary measure. So yes, I am a cyborg. Okay, so that's pretty much what I'm thankful for. Three, what a jerk. Ah, yes. On that particular day, I don't remember, February 3rd, I don't know if anybody made me angry. I think the only thing that kind of peeves me off these days is drivers. The usual thing. People being very uncourteous and not being careful what they're doing behind the wheel of a car, putting themselves at jeopardy, putting everybody else at jeopardy, and just being blatantly inconsiderate. That's what I find. I'm just going to check the time here, because that's the only thing about RecForge is that it, let me see, okay, no, I've got plenty of time. Because the phone goes to, not goes to sleep, but it blanks out the screen, and then I can no longer see how much time I've got left. Okay, let's turn on the dome light here, and let's look at the number four. Name somebody who inspired you to continue. That, unequivocally, it has to be one person that I discovered years ago on YouTube. I came across him completely by accident. I don't even remember how. It might have been a posting from somebody on Facebook or something. And it's Nick Vujicic. Now, for those of you who may not even be familiar with that name, Nick Vujicic is a man who was born with no arms and no legs. And as he puts it, all he has is sort of a stubby little appendage kind of foot. I believe it's on his left side, And he calls it, funny enough, he calls it his little chicken wing. But if you go to YouTube, and I don't mean to laugh. I mean, I'm only laughing because I'm thinking about him doing his spiel on YouTube. And you have to go see this. The video is called No Arms, No Legs, No Worries. And he's become, well, he was a bit of a YouTube sensation, but he's become a very much an inspirational speech maker. What do you call those people where they, I'm sure all you people are yelling at your phones right now. anyway, he inspires people through his talks. So sometimes when I'm really feeling kind of down and I'm having, you know, what I like to call my first world problems, you know, oh dear, I have a pimple, or woe is me, I have car problems, or whatever it may be. Some stupid thing that happens to me that's really not important, it's really not that serious. Might be to me at the moment, but really is not. And then I think of Nick Vujicic, who at one point in the YouTube video, he's done several, but that one in particular, he does something, and I looked at him, and when I saw him do what he does, I went, wow, if he can do that, I have no reason, and I have no right, I don't have, I have no right to ever complain about anything, at all, no matter how stupid it may be, or silly, or whatever, or even as much as I think it might be important. If I think about Nick, then it all puts everything into perspective. Absolutely. So that was number four. Number five is a religious object that I own. I suppose I was thinking about this when I first wrote it down, because I kind of went quickly through Sassy Cat's website. By the way, Sassy Cat, thank you very much for doing this. I think you did it last year too. Excellent work. Excellent website. I don't know if she actually is doing it or she's just posting it on her web blog. I'm not sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But the last one is, yes, a religious object. And I do own, or rather, I should say, I did own one, which was a little Sacred Heart, Sacred Heart driver's protection something that my mom gave me, a little red kind of cardboard thing that I had on my first moped. I had it on my scooter, and up to last year I had it on my motorcycle. And what happened was, one morning I was riding into work and I was on the highway and didn't realize that I had not zipped closed my tank bag. The minute I accelerated up to cruising speed on the highway, the wind the wind rushing over the top of the tank bag created a vacuum at the back of the tank bag and just plainly sucked that little cardboard thing right out of my bag, along with a photo of my father, which thankfully was just a printout that I did from my computer, so I was able to replace it. And it got sucked out, and I saw the photo go first, and then when I got to work, I realized that the little Sacred Heart Protect Your Driver, or whatever it's called there, little cardboard little thing that you stick to your dashboard, was gone. That, I guess, that comes about as close as a religious object that I own. Actually, there are a few other things. There's a, I'm not sure what they call it in Buddhism, but it's the shawl that, sort of a, like a veil that the Buddhists often present to each other. And I have one that was blessed by the Dalai Lama himself when my wife met him. So she was given this, and she brought it home to me, along with some pebbles that he blessed that were picked up near the Dalai Lama's residence. So I'll leave you with that. Pretty intriguing, isn't it? Okay, thanks for listening.